Super excited that everybody is here. I hope everyone's having a good GDC. If you're having a good GDC, say what up.
What up? What up?
Word. My first 10 minutes at GDC was me getting into a Lyft car and ripping my pants from my thigh to my behind. So it was a great GDC to start. Luckily, sweet Jesus, I had more pants. I'm your moderator. I am Khalif Adams. I am one-fourth of the Spawn On Me podcast. Our show is one in which we spotlight diversity, giving love to all the folks, people of color, marginalized folks in the industry. And we do that every week. We've been doing that for the past almost 5 years. Yep. So that's been fantastic and it's been great. But you're not here to listen about me. We have four amazing folks who are going to be here this afternoon. And the first one is already on stage with us today. I am super excited to bring onto the stage, who's already here, one of my favorite streamers, has definitely changed the gaming space in a lot of ways, has definitely broadened it out in a way, just through her personality and her quality of streaming and her advocacy in the diversity space. Also an AnyKey advocate, if you are familiar with AnyKey, which is a fantastic organization you should check out. We have Simply Andre on the stage today. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Woo! Thank y'all for having me.
Get to get your Ric Flair yell in. Wow! Get to get that out of your body real early.
Wow!
You got to come from your souls. Like, it comes from, like, you had hot grits.
You know how loud I get.
I feel bad for the sound guys because I'm just like, I have a loud laugh anyway. So I'm trying not to do that. How are you doing? How was your GDC? How's things been going?
Yeah. This is my first event in a minute. I've been on a hiatus. So this is like my first time getting my feet back in the water.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah. So I have been a fan of your work for a very long time. If you are familiar with the Twitch, as they call it.
The Twitch.
It's not like the sugars. It is not a thing that you get if you eat too much stuff. The Twitch. Having a whole bunch of amazing streamers, but you have definitely been one that I've been following for a very long time. You've been streaming since about 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you started in 2014.
Yes, I did.
Let everybody know kind of like what your journey has been, streaming, being in more public spaces for folks like AnyKey, being a Zarya main. No, I'm just joking.
I love Zarya though.
No, I love Zarya. Zarya's my homie.
Zarya's bae.
Zarya's super dope. So let the folks out in the audience let them know about all the wonderful
journey.
Things that you're up to. Yeah.
I don't really have enough time for that. Like, I have to do the condensed version. But been a gamer all my life. It was something that my father and I enjoyed as a pastime. Kind of grew up Nintendo, Game Boy, Mario Brothers, all of that. And when he passed away, I needed a way to cope with it. And gaming was definitely an avenue that I could kind of channel that emotion into, and that led me to Twitch. And I started streaming. It was kind of just something that was for me at first, just to kind of grieve and to cope and to process. And it turned into this community over time. People would come in, you know, weekend after weekend, asking me how I'm doing, and I got to know their family and their pets and their significant others, and it's more like a family than a community. I know a lot of people use the word fans. Not my deal. I'd rather say supporters, because they do support me. It's a symbiotic relationship. We're there for each other. It's not just like a wordless screen name or just someone mashing a keyboard at home. They're people. I know their real names. I know their aliases. And I don't know. Twitch has given me an avenue to be here on this stage. I'm going to get emotional. Why are you asking me this question?
That's why we're here. If you cry, I will reciprocate and cry.
Okay.
Mine will be real bad,
equal,
though.
Equal opportunity ugly cry is what we're
getting a swap you up. So I'm gonna...
It's probably my hair. And I gesticulate a lot, so I apologize for that.
Don't apologize.
So, it's too late. Okay. Don't get me started. But that's kind of been my journey in a nutshell. And being on Twitch led to me being a diversity advocate and realizing that I'm passionate about seeing diverse faces and voices in gaming, not just in front of the camera, but behind the camera. And that led to voice acting, and that led to opportunities like this. It led to panels. So I'm just really grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be here in this space right now after a hiatus. And to come back and just have love and see familiar faces in the crowd is very humbling.
One of the most universal things I love about you is that you talked about getting love from your community and having people who genuinely kind of appreciate what you do. Yeah. And show love in that way. What has it been like to grow a community? Because that's the thing that a lot of folks don't really understand is a full-time job in a lot of ways. You have to do social. Mm-hmm. You have to do, you got to put yourself out there depending upon, you know, your actual personality too. There's a lot of folks who are big-time streamers who are the most introverted people that you've ever seen on the planet. So what has it been like to kind of grow a community in real time and then see that thing grow?
When I first started on Twitch, well, I should actually say Justin TV, I would just watch. I would just observe how other streamers ran their chat rooms and how they interacted with their chat. And a lot of what I saw was just like, I want to do the opposite of that. So it's, it's been person by person, soul by soul, every single individual leading to the next individual. I wish I could say it happened like a whole bunch of people just came into my chat. I have to be honest, it was like a trickle. But it was more organic that way because they would tell a friend or they'd tell their boyfriend or their girlfriend. Like, I had this, these two people, they met and got engaged because they met in my Twitch chat.
Really?
And he was like, I met my girlfriend in your chat. And I'm like, no way. And he was so excited. And he was like, yeah, I'm moving down there and we're going to get engaged. And if you don't see me in a while, you know, we got married and we're starting to settle down. And like, I'm getting teary-eyed because this is a person who was in my chat for a good smooth year and a half.
Yeah.
And the fact that he left my stream and then had to like think to come back and to tell me that, like, that just really like warmed my heart. Like, I have people who went off to college, like, kids that I've seen grow up in my chat, and they're in college now, and I get to see pictures of them graduate and pictures of them, you know, doing interviews and them coming and telling me all these amazing stories about their personal journeys.
Yeah.
So it's been, it's a community, but it feels more like family.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
It feels more like a comfortable home environment. And that's something that I've always wanted to cultivate in my chat because you don't see that often on Twitch. And that was something that I was very aware of starting out. I was just like, this is what I want for my chat.
Yeah. I mean, and you can see it. I can see it anytime I go into your chat. It's a very different environment than a lot of the ways that we see in streamer spaces, right? So we have a lot of chats that wind up being toxic for whatever reasons that they might, maybe, you know, people are being what they usually are, or people like specifically will kind of target folks of a different complexion. And we've seen that happen often. Mm-hmm. What have been some of the things that you've been able to do to kind of figure out and combat some of the toxicity that we see in the streaming spaces? And what have been some of the tools that you've been able to kind of incorporate into your streamer life?
My mods are quick on the draw with that block finger. Like, sometimes they just handle it. I don't even see it. It just, whatever comment it was, it just grayed out. And I have to go back later, like, wait, what did they say? And then it depends on my mood, how I address it. Some days I'll just be like, no tolerance, you gotta go, insta-ban, perma-ban, bye. And then sometimes I'll like engage and be humorous with it. Like, I had, before my hiatus, I had this guy come in my stream and he was like, I don't trust a black woman. And I was just like, not woman, not me. It's like plural. I was just like, what?
Like a black woman?
I was just like, a what? And then he said, English isn't my first lasagna. And then my chat had this field day. We start talking about Italian food and we basically just shamed the person out of the chat.
You Italian food someone out of your chat?
Yeah, we basically, yeah.
That's
unreasonable. We just like heckled them until they left. I don't think they were used to like the clapbacks. I don't think they were used to that. We had to let them know though. Every now and then you have to.
I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, if you're a streamer of color, you know, there are very specific things that you have to kind of combat and you have to try to figure out how to make your own space safe while, you know, having other people, while growing a community at the same time. Mm-hmm. What has been some of the other kind of thoughts that you've had around diversity in the streaming spaces? Because we all kind of see that, you know, certain folks are getting more love than others. Mm-hmm. And the idea is like, well, they just have the numbers. So that's the reason why they're there.
They have the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, so something I saw while I was away. Apparently, black women gamers were mythical creatures now. We're unicorns. Did y'all know we're unicorns? No? I saw an article, and they said that we're unicorns. So I need to go tell my family now that I'm, you know, I'm an otherworldly.
I still don't know what unicorns sound like. Do unicorns have a sound?
I don't know. But can I, just while we're on that train of thought, just really quick. Okay, so mythical creatures are protected and nurtured and cared for in certain spaces, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. That was just my little two cents. Let me just toss that out there. Okay.
I know someone just lit an incense somewhere after that, because that's real. That's real. Yeah, that's real. But what are your thoughts about like how that's kind of working right now? We've seen people talk about it. We've seen Twitch have an initiative, especially in the last Black History Month. Luckily, you know, our show was featured in it. You were featured, and other folks were featured in it.
That's awesome.
What are some of your thoughts on like how these companies are kind of moving towards that, and do you feel like they're doing any better than they were previously?
That's a loaded question. I always think that there's room for improvement in any facet. I do think there have been steps made, like baby steps. I feel like when you have publications calling us like mythical creatures, like who's doing this research?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that your job as journalists to go and find people? Like, we're here. Hello? Like, we're not invisible. We're in the spaces. It's just a matter of, I guess, bringing awareness that we're in these spaces.
Right.
And highlighting it instead of us always waving the flag. Like, we're here, something. We're over here. Discoverability is super important.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to featuring streamers of color and people of color in the industry.
Yeah.
I guess I wish it was less discussion, more action.
Yeah.
Like, we can only talk about it for so long.
Right.
Can we just find a group? Not just for Black History Month, though.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm being real.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? It's like, we all know Black history is American history, is everyday history.
It's important, but I mean, highlight people just because it's a Tuesday and you want to. Like,
true.
You just think their content is dope. Hey, let me feature them on the front page.
Right.
They're awesome. Their content resonates with what we're doing. Let's put them on the front page. There you go.
Right.
But I get it. It's about the metrics, the numbers. I understand that. But
right.
At the same time.
So one of the other really cool things about your work is any conference that I've been to, you have like 17 jobs. You hustle more than a lot of people that I know. And it's been a way that, you know, a lot of folks are, you know, these events are mixers and networking events as well, where people are like, well, how can I get into the industry? What are some ways that I can get in where I fit in and actually be myself and try to be in spaces where I'll get visibility so that an Xbox can see me or another company can see me? GDC is great for that.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things that you've kind of employed and kind of attached to yourself that says, like, these are the tent poles of what I want to do so that I can get that visibility and get that hustle in a space that people will then be like, hey, I want to see you do this particular thing because you have a talent for it.
Anybody who knows me knows that I'm a workhorse and it's hard for me to stop. I'm like a moving train once I get going. Once I set my sights on something, I'm super determined to see that through. And it's no different when I entered the gaming industry. Mainly, I want to say, a lot of what streamers do, I wish it wasn't so much emphasis on a persona and just being authentic. That's
right.
A huge part of why I'm sitting here on this stage is because I believe in being your authentic self, whoever that is. Just do you, be you.
Yeah.
And the people who gravitate to it, they will be in your circle and you'll get that good energy and it'll be reciprocated. But if you're fake and you're doing what you see ABC streamer doing, that's maybe not your lane.
Right.
You might kind of go off track trying to do what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
And I just be authentic, be yourself. The right people will come into your life. That's why I will say it again. I will say it a million times until I'm blue in the face. That's why I'm sitting here. It's because of Twitch. I met y'all just streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all came into the chat. Hey.
Yeah.
Look at us now.
Yeah. It's don't make me cry. You talked about lanes, which I think is really interesting. And for a streamer, streamers are constantly told that you have to kind of cater your content in a way that is kind of lane specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've done a fairly good job of being a variety streamer in this space and still getting notoriety and still kind of moving up the ranks. Mm-hmm. What have been some of the strategies you've kind of figured out to both grow yourself and also like to not get stagnated in just playing one thing?
To kind of tie into what I was saying earlier, the reason why I've been able to do some of the things that I've been able to do is because I try to find lanes that already kind of mesh with my vibe. So I can't, like, I'm the type of personality, if I do one thing for too long, I will get bored. It's not mentally stimulating. I have to move on.
Right.
So that's part of why I'm a variety streamer. I can't just do one game. There's so many awesome games.
Yeah.
I don't want to pigeonhole myself into like one specific genre and then have my viewership fall off when I want to stream something different.
Totally.
So, because it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Streamers get known off of one game and then they want to switch it up and play something else they like and they're not able to.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
It's super hard.
It is. So that's partially why I wanted to be a variety streamer, to give myself that freedom to play games and to enjoy those games with my audience.
Yeah, yeah. We have like 1.5 questions left.
Okay.
If there was something that you wanted to tell a new person who is streaming, mm-hmm. as like the first thing you should do to make sure that you are in a safe space and that you feel like you'll be able to grow yourself, what would that one thing be?
One thing.
No pressure.
That's a lot. One, man. It is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Pace yourself. Don't take on too much too soon. I see it in so many streamers that start out. They're just like, oh, I'm going to play this game and I'll be top in the director. And it's like, boo, you got to like work up. We can't all be ninja with Drake in Fortnite. Like, come on. It takes time. So I would just tell that to a streamer. It takes time. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with your audience. Just go with the flow.
Word. If you have the ability to pitch all your stuff, let everybody know where they can find you, where they can see all your work.
All my work, you can hit up my website, Simply Andrea, SimplyUndrea, Andrea, not Andrea, Andrea.com. I'm Simply Andrea everywhere, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. I'm everywhere. You can find me.
Awesome. Everybody give it up for Andrea, please.
Thank you.